From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello, come on in. Here's the question. Is it ever a good idea to turn down extra duties? But you want to be a team player, a hard worker, a go-to person. So it's tough to even think about saying no. But it's important to know that there are times to consider how to get out from under a task, an assignment, a request that you just know isn't good for you. So here are four times when no might be an option. Number one, when the work you're being asked to do really is someone else's work. That could be for a workaround when someone else is incompetent, or it could be that your boss has just lost track of who does what and puts something on your plate that really belongs to someone else. Now notice I'm not talking about short-term vacation relief or just a temporary assignment. You need to be clear about whether you're reacting out of a sense of, oh no, I just don't want this, or no, it really is someone else's. Number two, when you are truly working at capacity. Now this means when you are pushing the bounds of time, space, and deadlines, and putting one more thing on your plate is going to cause you to drop the ball somewhere else. Number three, when you believe you are being set up to fail. What do I mean by that? Well, sometimes you're given a whole lot of responsibility with absolutely no authority. That can be hell. You have to use influence, yes, but sometimes influence isn't enough. If you're given insufficient resources or tools, or when there's no support from your peers, from the people above you, and you know that the assignment is going to end in disaster. Number four, when you are doing what I call invisible work, you know, you're being asked to be on committees or task forces or do peer coaching or training. Now, that work goes alongside of all the other responsibilities you have, and if you're not careful, it can go unnoticed. But let me be clear, when I say don't do invisible work, I don't mean don't do the work, because that work can be very important in your leadership journey. It can make you a valuable employee, but not if you let that work be invisible. You need to reference the work in your conversations with your boss, report on it, and certainly include it in any self-evaluations that you're required to do. Now, how do you say no? Well, be diplomatic. Don't be a whiner. Approach it with your boss as a desire for goal setting and priorities. Explain you'd like to clarify what's really necessary and what you might be able to cut back on. Discuss resources and goals so that being set up to fail isn't going to happen. And if additional work that others should be doing is truly short term, and then ask about if you fail, well, what are the consequences of that? It's important to distinguish between an impossible workload and the challenge of dealing with change in the workplace, new technologies, new processes, new metrics of success. All of the work and the workload changes over time for all of us. If you've given it careful thought, analyzed your situation, got some coaching from a colleague or a mentor, and still feel overburdened, then it's time to say no. And if they don't listen when you say no, well, then maybe it's time to go. But please, make sure you've thought it through carefully. That's Q&A for today for Loyola University School of Communication in Chicago. I'm Jill Geisler.